Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply our time to shine. Our time to shine. Everybody in the world has a time where they are more prominent and more effective than other times. Think about high school athletes. They may sit on the bench their freshman year, only play a little their sophomore year, play a little bit more their junior year, but in their senior year, it's their time to shine. It's when they get the opportunity to call the shots and make the plays and become the big man on campus. In business, there also is a relevance to the time for shining in various aspects, and the leaders who know how to train their teams effectively and prepare each one for their time in the spotlight are going to be the ones that excel more often than not. The shine formula gives us 5 key elements to remember when it's our time to shine. Do you know what you're going to do when your time comes to stand in the spotlight, when your time comes to be the leader, the head, the big man on campus? Let's outline these in our shine formula. That S reminds us of the importance of constantly creating solutions. People will now come to you with their problems, and it will be up to you to solve those problems. A solutions-based mindset eliminates complaining as your only focus becomes getting the job done. You'll be the one now that people come to and talk to and converse with because they'll cry on your shoulder, whereas you may have done that back in the day. But when your time to shine has fully arrived, you will know it because your mindset will change. You'll start thinking about solutions and not problems. You'll say, listen, I don't want the complaints. I want to be able to solve some problems. And every day you'll outline the things that are most important from a problem-solving perspective. I challenge you, my friends, to list the 3 biggest problems you face right now. The 3 biggest. And then spend the better part of the day just focusing on solutions to those 3. Don't complain about the problems. Don't examine them and find out why they took place or how they happened or whose fault it was. On the contrary, just spend time focusing on nothing but solutions. Solutions-based thinking is the most healthy thinking we could ever hope to have. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we'll begin to focus on solutions. That H in our SHINE acronym says that we then gain a commitment to helping others. Think of all the people that have helped you back in the day. Think of how many times you've been the beneficiary of assistance, of mentorship, of acts of benevolence in the past. When it's your time to shine, you'll know it because you'll be the one taking the lead to help others. Every year, our company co-sponsors giveaways that help people all over the DFW Metroplex, empowering them with new bikes and coats and toys and hats, all these things for Christmas time. The good thing about it is our focus, because it's on helping others, it empowers everybody else on our team. Everyone wants to be a part of it. They want to be around it, and it encourages them to help. When your time to shine comes, who will you give to? Who will you teach? Who will you mentor? Who will you reach out to and assist and help them make it along the way? Sometimes it's just a small thing, but other times when your focus changes to helping others, get ready because your spotlight is coming soon. And the I in our SHINE acronym reminds us of the importance of leaving a lasting impression. You see, the word impress is derived from a Latin root that means to imprint or make a lasting mark. Remember back in the day when there was wet concrete poured, then kids would take a stick and write their name in the wet concrete. Once that concrete dried, their name was going to be etched in stone forever. You know, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they do the same thing where they give you a Hollywood star and then you place your hand or your feet in wet concrete. And when you do that, when it dries, it's there forever. What type of impression are you making, my friends? What type of lasting mark are you leaving on those that are around you? Do you make an impression with your attire? Are you making a positive impression with your speech, with the way you handle adversity, with the way you inspire others? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to recognize the importance of leaving a lasting impression. In our office, we have an acronym called the BEST acronym, which stands for Better Every Step Today. That just means that in everything we do, we want to continuously improve and continuously expand and continuously advance. Yes, my friends, the BEST acronym is what we should live by. That's how we leave a lasting impression. That N in our SHINE acronym reminds us of the importance of nurturing. This is the process of taking someone under your wing and preparing them for the next chapter in their lives. If you're a basketball fan, you remember how Jordan prepared Pippen and how Kareem prepared Magic Johnson. The mantle has to be passed at some point, and we've got to be able to nurture those behind us. Think about it, my friends. Remember the Jacksons? They were very popular as the Jackson 5. Then at some point, Michael Jackson broke off and started his solo career. They say that he then took the time to nurture and to work with Janet, taking her under his wing so that she could then become the next great superstar. He showed her what to do and taught her all the steps to take and the moves to make. Who are you nurturing? Nurturing comes from proximity, from patience, from persistence, and from preparation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you can nurture those who are closest to you. I challenge you, my friends, to identify your mentees and then start seeking out the ones that are worthy of being nurtured by you. Take the time and exude the patience and persistence and the preparation, and you'll achieve every time. Last but not least, my friends, when it's your time to shine, you will know it because you'll have a burning desire to expand. You see, when fish get too big for their small ponds, they must find bigger lake in order to swim in. Lions expand their territory as their prides grow, and you, my friends, yes, you must expand as well. When it's your time to shine, you'll know it because you'll begin to seek diversification. You'll connect with new people and travel to new places to unlock new markets. You'll also begin to seek acquisitions. You'll add to your team and enhance your products and acquire more services. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you'll start making acquisitions with our company. When we connected and started making more acquisitions, we knew that it was our time to shine. You also start making mergers, my friends. This is when you join forces with others who can unlock doors for you. This is when you connect with partnerships that are mutually beneficial. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to embrace your time to shine. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you one guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.